The Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog has just added Pick'em Scorchers, where you can win 100 times your bet. Plus, every Sunday, they're giving away $100,000. Use promo code SGPN at Underdog Fantasy for a 100% deposit bonus up to $500. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. That's right, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app for your first month. Get 50% off using promo code SGPN. Plus, the MMA Gambling Podcast just launched their YouTube channel. To celebrate, we're giving away an MMA Gambling Podcast hoodie. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/MMA hoodie for all the details. What's up, everybody, and welcome into the Fantasy Hockey Podcast presented by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am your host, Justin Bruni. I am riding solo this evening. Nick has the week off. He is doing some work out of town, out in Vegas, working the SEMA car show. Nick, hope you're having a good time. To everybody else, we have got work to do. We are in mid-season form here, got the playoff beard and all ready to roll. We're heading into week four. I am already 1-2 in fantasy hockey, so a lot of work cut out for me. Nick and I are playing each other this week, so we should have a nice little story to share at the end of this one. We always like to go toe-to-toe, stick for stick, puck for puck. I know I've won a couple of ships in the last couple of years in our league, two out of the last four. I believe Nick at least has one out of the last four. I might be wrong on that. We'll get to maybe the stat correction when he is back on the pod. But tonight, we're going to be digging right into it. We're going to be talking about guys that are trending right now, guys that have been clipping a lot of points in their past handful of games, plus, of course, low ownership in fantasy hockey. A lot of favorable names out there. I've got some pretty decent names available in my league. You know, Luke Hughes, he's sitting available in free agency, and he's absolutely buzzing right now. He's 78% owned, so, you know, didn't quite make the cut for the show sheet tonight. But there are a lot of names out there that are flying around having a good time. So be sure to jump into your waiver wires and see who is buzzing. I've got some pretty good names tonight. A couple of guys on the same squad. I know we've got some Philly guys, some Anaheim players that are rolling together. Right now, we're going to start off with some Capitals, some Washington Capitals centers. We've got first up here making the cut tonight is Dylan Strome. He has 6 goals in 8 games played, including 4 goals in his last 3 games. The Capitals have come alive. Let's see, in this last game, he played 21 minutes. The game prior, nearly 22 minutes, and 3 games ago, 21 minutes. So seeing a big shift in playing time, playing on that top line with Mr. Ovechkin and Tom Wilson. Getting the puck in the net, though, I mean, no assists. Kind of surprising playing alongside Ovi and even a guy like Tom Wilson that likes to get in front of the net, you know, try to draw some attention there, try to get a couple easy tap-in goals. Looks like Strome's been the guy getting it done on that top line, so you'll like to see it. He also has, playing behind him, line two center, Evgeny Kuznetsov, who's also been playing well, but more of the distributor, right? Just has 1 goal and 4 assists through 8 games. I'm a little bit more interested in Strome, you know, between the two. Kuznetsov also playing a ton of minutes, 25, 25, 24, and 22 minutes. Oh, even going farther back, 21 minutes October 21st. So since the 21st of October, Kuznetsov has played in at least 21 plus minutes or more. So definitely more playing time than Strome, but the fantasy production, it's just less so. 4.5, 7.75, 8.5. -0.75 and one fantasy point, even just one fantasy point in the game where he did record an assist, up against Montreal on the road. So let's see, Kuznetsov last four or five games here, he got one goal, one assist, two assists, 0 points, that negative game I mentioned against Toronto on the 24th, and then one assist on the 21st. I just like chasing Strome's goals here. I mean, I believe it has to fall off at some point, right? You know, goals in three straight games, actually four out of his last five. And that Toronto loss, you know, they lost 4-1, didn't have any production either, but did finish on the positive, just a quarter point. But the game prior up against Montreal, two goals, and they lost that game 3-2. So he's been a big scorer right now for the Capitals, Dylan Strome. He's the guy that I want to go with. My confidence level on him continuing this pace isn't very high. But if you're like me and you're in the doghouse, you're 1-2, maybe 0-3, Dylan Strome is a name that you need to look very hard at. 34% rostered, top line center, on the power play for the Capitals. This team's on a heater right now. I think you want to keep trying to ride him out until the heater cools off. They've won three in a row, and the team has scored, 3, 6, 12 goals in their last three games. It seems like a trend to jump on. I'm going to pass on Kuznetsov, also just a little bit older, and the production has just been at a slower pace, and the fantasy points aren't really backing it up. He's playing alongside TJ Oshie and Anthony Mantha. And again, there, I'm just not getting a lot of excitement from those players. TJ Oshie doing little to nothing right now, and Anthony Mantha, just not someone that excites me in fantasy in general. Before we move on here, we are going to hit another word from our sponsors, the good old folks at Underdog Fantasy. They have the best way to play alongside your favorite fantasy football team this year. Underdog has just introduced Scorchers. Go 5 for 5 in Pick'em Scorchers and enjoy a spicy 100 times your payout. And for a limited time, Underdog is extending the first deposit bonus up to $500. Underdog is giving away $100,000 every Sunday. It's continuing. 10 lucky players will win $10,000 each. One of my favorite, you know, plays of the week, one of our guys here on the list, Jaden Schwartz, love attacking his shots on goal. He's been hot and cold recently, but he's a guy that loves to get the puck to the net. So watch along, make your picks, and make a little cash over on Underdog on their mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with them, use promo code SGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $500. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. And the MMA Gambling Podcast is giving away a hoodie. They just launched their new YouTube channel. In honor, they're giving away an MMA Gambling Podcast hoodie to one lucky winner. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/MMA hoodie and submit your entry today. Make sure to subscribe to the MMA Gambling Podcast on YouTube. And back in it, cutting it up here. Getting back to the waiver wire list, diving in deep. We've got Mr. Marcus Johansson of the Minnesota Wild. Buddy's on a roll. He did have his point streak come to an end on the 29th yesterday up against St. Louis on the road. The Wild lost that matchup 3-4, and Marcus Johansson recorded no production. 0 goals, 0 assists. However, not negative, you know, no penalty minutes, not terrible. Did finish with one fantasy point, recording 2 shots on goal. However, his five previous games, he had at least 1 point in each of those games, recording an assist in 5 straight games. And he did have a game where he recorded 1 goal and 1 assist in a 4-5 loss to Columbus at home on the 21st. So digging in here, I like the production, but I don't really love Marcus Johansson. So again, unless I'm very desperate, I'm probably not chasing after Johansson. He's 7% rostered, has 1 goal and 5 assists in his last 9 games, meaning that production I just rattled off, that's all he has for the season. So he's warming up. However, the team in that stretch, they won just 1 game. They did win up against Edmonton on the 24th. Prior to that, their previous win was Montreal, who I was about to mention. But this is all the production that he has, is just this little stretch. He's on line two with Joel Eriksson Ek and Patrick Maroon. Again, not a group that's building much excitement in me here. And the fantasy production, again, while he's been buzzing, the numbers aren't quite there. His last five games, 1, 7.25, 3.5, 5.75, 8.75, and then 4 points if you go back 6 games. So average, you know, that's a little bit above, you know, the low mark to keep you relevant in fantasy. You got to get guys that are at least getting you 5, 6, 7 points a night. Most of these nights he's clicking, but I'm not expecting this production to be sustainable. I don't see him constantly racking up assists. I'm going to say no. I mean, this is definitely a trending option. I think I would be more likely to take maybe Marcus Johansson for like an anytime point or an anytime assist. I think maybe betting on his numbers may be a little bit safer than fantasy. Just not enough there for me. And the shots on net are also very, very inconsistent. 2, 5, 2, 3, 1, 2. And then his first 3 games of the season was 1, 1, and 0. I feel like that's probably where we're going to see him trend down towards more consistently. But again, desperate times, call for desperate measures. Marcus Johansson feels more like a desperate play. I do like him up against New Jersey in this next game, expecting some production there, expecting a lot of goals on both sides potentially again. But beyond that, you got the Rangers and then the Islanders. I don't know if I necessarily love him in those matchups. So if you're looking for somebody for a one-off start, maybe the 2nd of November, Thursday, that would be a decent spot. But, you know, he doesn't have a game today, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So that may be the final hump on the camel's back here, only getting 2 starts this week, Thursday and Saturday. So if you need a nice little one-off, a little bump to the lineup, Marcus Johansson might be your guy, but I'm going to say no. It's a hard pass for me. All right, next up, we're getting into our mighty Ducks of Anaheim. We're getting into the boys that put a old duck on their sweater. A couple of big names here. We've got Ryan Strome and Mason McTavish. Ryan Strome looking very good. I picked him up today. I'm feeling good about starting him. He has quite a few starts, I believe 3 this week at least. Today, the 30th, Wednesday, the 1st, and the 5th, which is Sunday. That looks good. That looks good. What looks even better is his numbers. 2 goals in his last 3 games, 4 assists in his last 3 games. And he also added an assist 4 games ago up against Boston at home. The team lost that game 1-3 at home hosting the Bruins. He did have 1 assist on the lone goal, so you like to see that. 3-2-1-1 for points in his last 4 games. Only 1 penalty in his last 4 games as well. You love to see that, not hurting you with the penalty minutes. With the old stick on stick action. 2-2-2 shots on goal in his last 4 games as well. Checking a lot of boxes here. However, one significant box that he's not checking is the minutes played. 15 and a half, 17 minutes, 18 minutes, 17 minutes. I'd like to see a little bit more here, but what I do like from Strome is just that line 2 production overall, leading me to Mason McTavish. So you've got on line 2, Mason McTavish, Ryan Strome, and Frankie the Money Vetrano. Vetrano coming off another hat trick game, his 2nd of the season. This line is really producing for the Ducks right now. I love to see it. That line 1, though, Leo Carlson, Troy Terry, and Trevor Zegras, they are just struggling so much. I have to imagine it's going to turn around for them at some point, and maybe this line 2 doesn't have to carry as much weight. All that being said, right now you want to target these line 2 guys. So definitely give me Ryan Strome. He is 28% rostered. Expect that to continue to change. Mason McTavish, 38%. A little bit more name brand awareness there with McTavish being a younger player, having kind of that draft prospect, you know, kind of awareness from the fans. But again, while the numbers are there for him, the minutes aren't necessarily there. He had 2 assists in his last game, but he only played 14 minutes. What's up with that? I mean, let's get Buddy some more ice time here. But other than that, the production has been there. Like I said, 2 goals in his last 4 games, 3 assists in his last 4 games, points in his last 4 are 2, 1, 1, and 1. So again, why you would want to prioritize Ryan Strome over Mason McTavish. He's just been clicking at a little bit of a higher rate. But if you missed Strome, you can make up for it with McTavish, who's also getting a center and a left wing designation on your roster. Ryan Strome getting the lefty and the righty. You like to see it. But Strome also doesn't have a ton of shots on net to Mason McTavish. Tavish, 20 shots on goal through 8 games. Ryan Strome, 14 through 8. So a little bit less of a hit rate there. So kind of pick your poison here, but I'm going with Strome, you know, over McTavish. I would love to tell you to pick up Frankie Vetrano, but I guarantee He is not going to be available after that second hat trick. People are absolutely loving him right now. And fantasy got to ride that hot hand with Vetrano here. We're going to be talking about it next week. We're going to be getting more into like the who's hot, who's not, who you can give up on, and who you absolutely must hold. Trevor Zegras is one of those guys for me. And so again, I like what this second line is doing, but I'm expecting that top group between Leo Carlson, Troy Terry, and Trevor Zegras to get going at some point. So something to look out for here. You don't necessarily want to put all of your, you know, acorns or your chips into one pot here for this line two group. Again, love what they're doing, but I expect it may fall off at some point. Ryan Strome, 10 points in 8 games. Mason McTavish, 8 points in 8 games. So both players, a point per game player and or better. Okay, next up, we do have our first defenseman of the show. We've got Mikey Money Anderson, points in 3 straight games, and he has assists in, 5 out of his last 6. He's playing on that top D pair for the Los Angeles Kings with Drew Doughty. You like to see that. And for a defenseman, he has nearly a point per game production. He has 1 goal and 6 assists through 8 games played. You love to see it. Seeing him on the power play, getting used as a nice friendly bumper. I say that and he has no power play points. So maybe he's creating some opportunities there, but I was thinking that he had some power play points. He has none. He has absolutely none through his start this season, and also not shooting the puck on net a lot, but you have to love the fantasy points that you're getting from his recent starts. 6 3/4, 9.5, 4 3/4, 0 1/4, 8 1/4, and 8.5. You love to see this production here and also getting a ton of minutes. 21, 19, 20, 16, 23, and 19 through his last 6 games. He is clicking right now and just 16% rostered. So if you've got guys like my Roman Josi, I know the other night he had a goal and assist for a game, but he's been pretty cold. If you're running with guys that you just can't drop and you can't afford to lose them, this is a name that you can pick up for sure. And Mikey Anderson, get him on your roster. This seems like a play that could last longer than just a hot trend, through a 6-game trend where he looked good. I think that we could see him continue on this pace. The Kings, while they're not amazing, they have been winning more than they've been losing. And you like to see him on that top pair with Daughtry, like I said, having someone with a lot of experience, another offensive mind, but a guy that can also stay at home as well. So good situation there for Mikey Anderson. And I also just don't love the rest of the group. So go and target him on your fantasy squads. Before we move on here, we are going to hit another word from our sponsors, Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, MLB, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bet's revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down leg by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, I'm backing in here. We're back to our list. Just passed through Mikey Anderson, a couple of Anaheim Ducks, Mason McTavish, Ryan Strome, some not so Marcus Johansson. I'm hip with it, but I'm not with it. Evgeny Kuznetsov and Dylan Strome, couple of Capitals there. Another couple of players we're going to run through on the same team are some Philadelphia Flyers. First up here, we've got Mr. Owen Tippett, line one winger. He's playing on that top line with Sean Couturier and Cam Atkinson. Cam Atkinson, I believe, is also on this list. Tippett getting pucks on net, getting that assignment done, but not doing so much of the scoring. In his last couple of games here, he's got 8, 5, 3, and 7 shots on goal. He has 31 shots on goal through 8 games played. However, has just 1 goal and 4 assists. But through his last couple of games here, he's been looking good. 1 assist, 1 goal, 1 assist, no points, and then 2 assists. And that goes all the way back to October 19th. So that's one goal in his last five games, and he's got four assists in his last five games. Not bad. Starting to catch fire here, getting some top line minutes. I don't love necessarily the minutes played. Time on ice, not so great. Just under 16, just under 15, 15, and then 17 points. I would not say he's the top option here, but he is a trending option, someone that we definitely want to acknowledge. His line mate, Cam Atkinson, probably the guy that you want to go out and grab. Atkinson, 24% rostered to, let's see, Owen Tibbetts, 38. Kind of off balance there, given the production for Cam Atkinson. He has a goal in his last game. In his last three games, he has two goals and three assists. So going through his last few games, he's kind of going on and off with the scoring. Last game, he scored a goal. Previous game before that, he didn't score. Game before that, he had a goal. Then the next game, he didn't. And then the next game, he had two goals. So he's, you know, he's kind of going on and off here. The scoring is there and it isn't, but the fantasy production certainly is. 5.25, 15.25 on that three assist game, 7.25 on a game on the 24th. They lost to Vegas 3-2, scored a goal, 7.25 points. Dallas was kind of a down game, but he did play 20 minutes. You like to see that. 20 minutes, only 1.5 of fantasy production. But again, you like to see the minutes there. You know, that's how you know the role is growing, right? And then 10 fantasy points on the 19th up against Edmonton, where he had two goals. Cam Atkinson, five goals, three assists, and 8 games played. So a point per game player with 21 shots on goal. So that's kind of the balance you're seeing there, right? You're seeing Tippett get a lot of shots on net, but you're seeing Atkinson finish more so. So he would be the guy that I'm leaning towards. Give me some Cam Atkinson here between the two. Again, just like that he's hitting at a higher rate. And then kind of a far cry, someone that I've been high on, is Bobby Brink. He's a third-line player. So he's playing alongside Noah Cates and Joel Farabee. Farabee, another guy that likes to get the puck on net. So you like to see that they have a couple of shooters down there on the third line. Bobby Brink is more of just a recency bias play. He has two goals in his last two games and two assists in his last two games, being in exactly that order. His last game, he had two assists, and the game prior to that, he had two goals. So other than those two games, not a lot to write home about. 7 fantasy points, 12.75, and then you go down to 0.5, 5.75, 5 points. He did have on the 19th and the 21st an assist in each of those games, so you like to see that, but I just find him to be more inconsistent. And I think that's what how the narrative will play out for Brink as the season goes on. 2 goals, 4 assists in 7 games played, just under a point per game player. Interested, but not interested. Very hot and cold on what I want to do with Bobby Brink. Again, kind of a player that I want to chase for maybe some props, you know, maybe on a night where I feel like, you know, they got a good opponent that they're playing at home, like a nice little matchup. And that's what we saw in these last two games. They were playing at home, Minnesota, a team that's allowing a lot of production. Anaheim, a team that's allowing a lot of production. They lost that game actually 4-7 against Anaheim. Anaheim actually put one in their face. Anaheim was playing on the road. So some hot and cold players there for the Philadelphia Flyers. I think Bobby Brink, like I said, I feel like he might be a little bit more colder as the season goes on. I want to target Atkinson the most out of that group. All right, next up, we do have another trending defenseman, Mr. Filip Hronek, now with the Vancouver Canucks, if you were not aware. Buddy's collecting assists, 7 assists in 8 games played, no goals just yet, but give him time. 2-1-1 his last 3 games for assists recorded. The team lost this last game 3-4, and he had 2 assists in that game. You like to see it. 10.25 points, 4.25 points, 4 points, 2.25, and 8 points. That dates back to the 19th of October. Playing on that top pair with Quinn Hughes. So I like that a lot. A lot of potential offense there. Hronek likes to also get the puck to the net. So a lot of good things. Playing a lot of minutes as well. 24, 18 and a half, 27 minutes. Holy cow. Up against Nashville on the 24th. 25 minutes, 26 minutes, and 25 minutes. He's getting that top D-line designation. Excuse me, you like to see it. But he is 52% rostered. So you got to get in on him. You got to go attack him on the waivers if he is still available. If you're really hurting for a defenseman, might be somebody you might be able to sell low on or buy low, I should say, rather. Someone you wouldn't need to spend a lot on. So definitely someone that I would look at hard. Filip Hronek. Again, now with the Vancouver Canucks. this gentleman, this next player that we're about to rattle off, we've already talked about him a bit, and he is moving up the lineup. We're talking about Mr. Nicholas Paul with the Tampa Bay Lightning. 5 goals in 8 games, 2 assists in 8 games. He's now on line 2 with Brandon Hagel and Sir Steven Stamkos. That's an upgrade. That's a lot better than his third line minutes here that he was getting with, you know, Tanner Janot or Luke Glendening or Connor Sheary, like those type of bottom six players. So getting elevated up with Stamkos and Hagel, that's a big deal. I like it. The production's been there. He's been fantastic on the power play. They are missing Tyler Mott right now. He's on the IR. I don't think him coming back would affect anything. So go pick up some Nicholas Paul. He's still 37% rostered. Gets a lot of special teams playing time. Now playing on that second line. A lot to like here. Getting pucks on net. 3-2, 1-2 his last 4 games. Let's see. Against Buffalo, they had a 3-2 loss on the 17th. But the game prior to that, he had 3 shots on net up against Ottawa. Lots to like with Nicholas Paul. He's already been, you know, on the list a few times now, so definitely someone you want to go out and target. Another familiar callback here, we have Mr. Kyle Palmieri. 7 points in 7 games played, point per game player, but not very popular, only 9% rostered. This is someone I think you want to target for your props and fantasy alike. 5.25, 7.25, 8.25, 1.25, and 9.25 in his last 5 games played. I like it. I like it a lot. 2 goals in his last 2 games, has 3 points in his last 3 games, didn't have any production on the 21st up against Buffalo on the road, but did record 2 assists and a 4-5 loss up against the Devils on the 20th. I'm riding with Kyle Palmieri. He was someone that I brought up on the first show as kind of like, he's kind of a dart throw. You know, he doesn't feel safe. He's playing on kind of an underwhelming line on line 2 with Brock Nelson and Pierre Engvall, but it feels like the production is leaning towards his side of the ice. He's getting shots on net, 3-3, 1-1-3 through his last 5 games. This is a name, again, not very popular for fantasy, but I'm going to keep, you know, banging the drum for it, banging the table for him. He's got a game tonight up against Detroit and a couple more matchups this week. It looks like he has, 3 games this week. Tonight, the 2nd up against Washington on the road, and the 4th this Saturday up against Carolina. So another situation, if you can only get, you know, so many starts a week or so many ads, he's a guy that I would go ahead and target. Point per game player through 7 games thus far, 18 shots on net. So he's averaging over 2 shots on net per game. I like what I'm seeing here. Let's ride him out. Let's ride him till he falls off. Next up here, and before we move on, just be sure to smash the like button and download the podcast on Apple or Spotify. Appreciate you all. Next guy up, we mentioned him earlier in the show, Mr. Jaden Schwartz, someone that I love to get the puck to the net with consistency. He has 24 shots on net through 9 games played, to be exact. Well over 2 shots on net per game, almost 2.5. Got 5.5, 7.25, 14.25, 2.75, 11.25 through his last 5 games played. In that stretch, he has 3 goals and 2 assists, so 5 points in 5 games played. Love to see it. Not taking any penalties, getting the puck on net. Has, what is it, 3 power play points, excuse me, through his last 7 games or so. So I like what I'm seeing from Jaden Schwartz playing on that second line with Jordan Eberle and Wennberg. Those other guys, not the most popular names, but Eberle and Schwartz, they like to shoot the puck. Schwartz, again, like I mentioned when we talked about him a couple episodes ago, the offense and the production should lean to his side of the ice. The guy is constantly ripping the puck on net, someone that I love in that lineup. I liked him when he played for St. Louis, and that's not something that you'll hear commonly out of my mouth, anything positive to say about St. Louis players. So continue to fire up Jaden Schwartz, only 9% rostered, does only have 6 points in 9 games played, but I feel like that's from a colder start. He's starting to turn up. Get on him before the rest of your league does. All right, next up here, we've got Mr. Ryan Johansson of the Colorado Avalanche. He's got Mikko Rantanen on his line. He's been playing on that second line. I believe they moved JT Compher off that line for Ryan Johansson. He's now playing, like I said, with Mikko Rantanen and Jonathan Drouin. Jonathan Drouin getting another little jump start there in Colorado. I know he's been around the league a bit here, but Johansson keeping himself in the mix in the middle of the production. You know, I will say these last couple of games, he's gone a little cold, but I'm going to say that's in part with the team also just not scoring. Colorado Avalanche, zero goals in their last two games, but eight goals against in total. Dropped an 0-4 loss to Buffalo on the road this last game. And then the game prior, they had another 4-0 loss to the Penguins. So I'm expecting these guys to bounce back big this week. You've got a matchup up against St. Louis at home, coming home to play St. Louis. They're going to light up Jordan Binnington in that matchup. And then they've got another matchup on the 4th at Vegas. So right there is the downside. Just two games this week for Mr. Johansson. But I feel like if you're really in need, he is someone that you want to go ahead and grab for one of those two games, because he's just been on fire. Prior to the 0-8 dumpster fest from the Avalanche, he had two goals, one goal, and one goal in a 7-4 win, a 6-4 win, and a 4-0 loss. Those opponents were the Islanders, the Hurricanes, and the Blackhawks. That's the type of production that I'm expecting. So in those three games, he had a total of 5 points, 2-2-1. The 6-4 win up against Carolina, he did have a goal and assist. Johansson, again, not great because he only has a couple of games this week. He has 23 shots on goal through 8 games played. So also getting the puck to the net, 6-2-5-3-2 through his last 5 games played. That is something that you like to see, especially in an 0-4 loss. Like the guy that's getting 6 shots on goal, he got 7 fantasy points in that game in an 0-4 loss. That is a very good bit of criteria to look for. Like guys that are still being productive in fantasy despite their team just dropping a big old fat goose egg. All right, one goalie on the list here. I am going to throw out Jonathan Quick. I know that we talked about him last week. Just speaking briefly on him and my situation, like I'm just underwater on goalies in this league I'm in. Like almost everybody has like 3 or 4, and I just had, you know, I was riding with you, Soros, and Freddie Anderson. I was thinking that was going to get it done. It's not. So I added Jonathan Quick yesterday on Sunday, kind of using like my last ad of the week. You get 5 ads per week. And I did it because I just knew I wasn't going to win. And I just wanted to try to get ahead of some decent goalie starts. Quick with the Rangers is going to be a very good combination. He's got 2 wins so far, you know, a 0.43 goals against average. He's looking very, very good. But if he's not available, Mackenzie Blackwood still is 12% rostered right now. He is absolutely lighting it up. He's not winning any games, but he is lighting it up in fantasy. His last couple of starts here, 34 fantasy points, 3.5 fantasy points. That's an outlier. Okay. Tampa Bay beat the team 6-0. He let in 5, only had 16 saves, but that's it. That's his worst game of the season. I can live with that if the rest of the production is like so. 28 fantasy points on the 24th, 16.5 on the 21st. The 17th, he had 21. I believe his first start of the season, he had 50. Listen, I know it's not pretty. I know the Sharks haven't won any games, but Vancouver, Pittsburgh, and Philly at home these next couple of games, these are games that feel like the games up against Washington, the games up against Colorado, the games up against Florida, where he was able to rack up tons and tons of saves by a lot of shots on net. So Mackenzie Blackwood and Jonathan Quick would be my guys to look at this week. Next week, we are going to be diving into stinking hot goalies. We'll be going over some of the top producing goaltenders in the NHL right now for fantasy. We want to, you know, let some time go by because goalies just don't start every game like they used to. So we want to go, you know, through a couple of weeks here, see how these guys are kind of trading games. Is you know, the star taking 2 or 3 in a row, letting the backup take one? Are they going back and forth? Are they trading start by start? So we'll have stinking hot goalies next week. And we'll also have just guys you got to hang on to. You know, those guys that have been off to terrible starts, you can't drop them. Trevor Zegras, you can't do it. You can't be dropping Trevor Zegras, especially in those deeper leagues. So we'll go over some guys you just have to absolutely still hold on to, and some guys, of course, that you have to pick up, those trending players. So we are going to head on out. Take care. Be well. Be good. Nick, we will see you back on the show next week. And yeah, that's all I got. We'll see you later.